Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Get set for spring the next two or three days. Pat Pagano says warm weather coming here. We'll check the details on that forecast in a few minutes. East Canaan, Connecticut has two UK variant cases known as B.1.1.7 COVID variant. And at the same time, Connecticut now has had its first death from that COVID variant. They reported yesterday its first death from that highly contagious variant. The death was from the variant first discovered in the UK, according to the State Department. It's known as B.1.1.7 variant. The state also announced that there were an additional 15 cases of the variant in the state. Locally, there are cases in East Canaan, two, according to the state. In Sandusfield, Massachusetts, as several cannabis firms vie for permits to operate there, the Planning Board will present a draft of its first set of proposed regulations for the industry at a public hearing, which is coming up tomorrow. That hearing will be held by phone and video conference at 6 p.m. tomorrow to propose a final set of bylaws to be voted on at the annual town meeting, the date of which has not been set. Current draft bylaws can be viewed on the town's website and include limiting the entire canopy of a cultivation crop to 150,000 square feet and requiring odor control for all types of businesses. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont is going to ask the legislature to continue his emergency order requiring staff and students in public school settings to wear masks beyond the order's April 22 expiration date. Meanwhile, in Massachusetts, all public and elementary schools will be required to be open full-time in person by learning by April 5th, while middle schools will be required to do so by April 28th, according to the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. No reopening date was provided for high schools, but the department said districts would be given 2 weeks' notice and should start planning now to reopen high schools. A record 5.8 million New Yorkers are enrolled in coverage through the New York State of Health, the state's official health care marketplace. Following expanded access to plans during COVID-19, the state announced for the second year running, New York's 2021 open enrollment period was extended to May 15th. Residents who enroll by the 15th of the month will receive coverage. Enroll by the 15th, coverage starts April 1st. Enroll by April 15th, coverage starts May 1st. Enroll by May 15th, coverage starts on June 1st. Hudson Valley cities from Yonkers to Kingston are set to receive $263 million in federal pandemic aid under the massive COVID relief bill that Congress is set to finalize today. The total for the eight cities includes $19 million for Kingston, $12 million for Middletown, $22 million for Newburgh, and $20 million for Poughkeepsie, according to the list of aid amounts for every New York municipality that Chuck Schumer's office released on Monday. Some meetings coming up in our area today. The Falls Village Recreation Commission has their regular meeting coming up at 9:16 this morning. Kent Memorial Library and the House of Books invite you to join them with acclaimed author Andre Achterman as he presents his latest new book. That Zoom event will take place today at 7 p.m. You can go to KentMemorialLibrary.org to register for that Zoom presentation. Pine Plains Planning Board has a Zoom meeting tonight coming up at 7:30. Now, coming up tomorrow, the Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting. That will be at 10 a.m. In Cornwall tomorrow at 10:30, the Cornwall Conservation Commission meets via Zoom. And then on Saturday, the Winter Birds in Backyards Part 2 is a Zoom event from 4 till 5 p.m. A COVID-19 drive-through testing will be held on Thursday, March 11th, and also March 25th, 1 till 4 p.m. at North Canaan Town Hall, 100 P Street. No appointment necessary. Anybody can be tested, not just North Canaan residents. Forms can be completed beforehand at North Canaan. .org. No insurance or ID is required. Testing with or without symptoms. No minimum age requirement. Results you will receive in 3 to 5 days through the SEMA4 online portal. You can learn how to mitigate pain and stress when working from home with a special tech lab on Thursday at 5:30. The program being presented by Roelof Jansen Community Library in partnership with Claverick Free Library, the Hudson Area Library, and Philmont Public Library. It'll be held virtually via Zoom. For more information, rojanlibrary.org. Small Town Big Talk, portraits by Rebecca Bloomfield, interviews by Adam Shear, opening March 12th online and in person. The DM Hunt Library. More information, huntlibrary.org. The Stanford Grange number 808 is hosting its annual corned beef and cabbage dinner on Saturday at the Stanford Grange Hall, Route 82. All dinners are takeout only at 5. A donation, $15 per dinner, is requested at the door. For reservations or more information, 845-868-7869. West Stockbridge Congregational Church on Main Street will serve their takeout slow-cooked corned beef and cabbage dinner with Irish soda bread, $12 per person on St. Patrick's Day. Reservations must be made, though, by March 14th. Pickup takes place from 4 to 6 p.m. on the 17th. Call 413-454-0054. Kent Art Association continues its 2021 shows, their winter featured artist show, Thursdays through Sundays from 1 till 5 p.m. through Sunday, March 14th. More information, kentart.org. Scoville Library's Common Ground Conversations, listening to past differences, will be hosted once again this Sunday from 4 till 5 p.m. by Mary B. O'Neill. To sign up for the Zoom event, contact scovillelibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will open up today at 31,832.74, the NASDAQ at 13,073.83, and the S&P 500 at 3875.44. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.